The Pacifica National Board meeting reconvening in open session on January 27th, 2012 at 2:12 p.m. Pacific, 5:12 Eastern. Summer Rees Chair, Bill Crozier, Vice Chair, Afia Wangaza, Secretary. Madam Secretary, if you could call the roll, please. Thank you.
Are we streaming?
Is he on? Are we?
John, are we streaming?
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
Ken Aaron?
Here.
Ivan Alsime?
Here.
Teresa Allen?
Present.
Nia Bediako?
Present.
Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Carolyn Burden?
Here.
Lydia Brazan? Bill Crozier?
Here.
Kathy Davis?
Here.
Revlon Gohl?
Present.
Heather Gray?
Here.
Campbell Johnson?
Here.
Ali Lexa?
Present.
Ifia Wangaza? Present. Laura Priebus? Where is Laura? Summer Rees?
Present.
Marcel Reed?
Here.
George Ryder?
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg? Dan Siegel?
Here.
Alex Steinberg?
Here.
Andrea Turner is on her way. Thank you. And let's see. Arlene Engelhart?
Present.
LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Andy Gold is not here. And John Gary is not here. And Ross Wisdom is here, along with Pia
Dad.
I'll get that shortly. Okay, Madam Chair, we do have quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Next up on the agenda is the CFO report. And LaVarne Williams, our Chief Financial Officer, are you ready to give that report at this time?
Thank you, Madam Chair. What I'd like to do now is to do just the report on the year, fiscal year 2011, and then the remaining report on Q1. I have that on files on my computer, and we don't have an overhead projector. So I will go ahead.
We don't have the screen.
We don't have the screen.
I thought it was brought yesterday. I am speechless, which is just as well. Because I knew if I didn't bird dog it myself, it wouldn't be here. And it's not. But that's okay.
It was emailed this morning.
It was possible for them to see it.
It came from
it's gonna be
a barn wheel at AOL.
This is the second page coming.
Probably about, I don't know. I'm not on my AOL. Probably about what I sent to you is you've received before is just an update from what I had sent out back in November. It's just the updated numbers, And so what I'd like to do is just do a summary on the performance for fiscal year 2011.
I believe something's making its way towards you. Did it run out before?
Yes. Late last night.
Oh, whenever. Yeah.
I'll report it to the PMB again.
Thank you. And also this morning I sent some stuff out from Barnwheel at AOL. So what I'd like to do, since Ross Wisdom has gone over the year, fiscal year 2011, so what I'd like to do is just to go over information that I'd shared before when we had preliminary numbers back in November, and just kind of go over where I think that how far we've come along and where we are and what we expect in the budget for 2012. So this will be very, and I have other sheets that we can print that the people here at the hotel will print. But first of all, what I'd like to say is that I sent out a sheet, which I'd sent out earlier, that shows Pacifica's performance over the last 6 years, 5 years, and including the draft or the preliminary number for fiscal year 2011. So just looking at Pacifica Foundation's performance, if we go back to fiscal year 2009, it shows a loss of a deficit of $217,848. In fiscal year 2008, which was restated, and we talked about that some today, about the fact that the year 2008, there was an issue with the way pledges receivable were recognized, and it showed an excess of $1.6 million in revenue, which was restated, which... So the fiscal year, there was a deficit in 2008 of $433,161. In fiscal year 2009, we had a... Yes?
I think there's a misprint in the sheet you handed out. The first year, it says 2009. I think that should be 2007.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. 2007. That's what happens when you're... Thank you, Alex. Okay, the first year is... What it shows is years 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, and the draft year 2011, the preliminary number. And the preliminary number that I have on here for 2011 is the number I had last night, so the number today is slightly different. This morning it was 400. When Ross and I talked last night, the number was 399,441. So basically what I'm just showing here, and if you look at the numbers and you can see it on the spreadsheet, is that we have had deficits over the last 5 years. Over the last 4 years for this foundation, from 2007 through 2010, the foundation lost $5,327,290. And that is something that is, and for us to be here at this table talking about our issues and how we can correct them and how we can move forward, I think that as I had stated earlier, it's due to the resolve and the resiliency of the staff to continue to operate and to keep our mission going forward while we're experiencing these huge losses. Now, I'm not going to go into, like, the reasons that why we lost the funds. It's just very clear that your revenue that was brought in those years was less than what you were spending. And there have been some changes over the last year. And although in the fiscal year 2011 we were projecting to come in at break even, which we thought we could do, but at the end of 2011 we ended up having higher legal expenses, and also we had some lower listener support revenue than what we were expecting. So that's the reason why we actually have a deficit, or a projected deficit, for the year 2011. But if we look at the foundation as we've come through the years from 2007 through the preliminary number for 2011, we've had these major losses. And we have
come, as Alex had pointed out, that, you know, there's some positive in terms of being able to survive this, and that this past year we actually created a budget where we were projecting to come in at about break even. And from there, I'll just go some again to what our 2012 budget and where we think we can go from the point where we had lost $5,327,000 to our budget this year, and what we think we can do this year, and how we can actually return to some level of financial so that we are at least break even, and we will begin to build our reserves, and also so which will produce a positive working capital. So again, the preliminary results, if we go to the next page, we're talking some about the budget and how we've used our budget to help turn the foundation around. And I think that from going from a loss of 1975 in 2010 to again a deficit, but a deficit of $400,000 in 2011, that it does shows that it shows that we are the foundation. We are looking at trying to, again, return to a level of solvency within the foundation. So, again, the expected loss that we have this year is about $400,000. That this was due, at the end of the year, we thought we'd be at break-even, but this was due to major legal expenses occurred at the end of the fiscal year. Also, there were accounting adjustments made due to the revenue recognition on a contract, and also there was some loss on investment. But on the positive side, we had some on the positive side, as far as both expenses and cash, we were able to negotiate some of our outstanding payables at the end that were still on the books at the end of the prior year, and that included audit expenses and also some legal expenses. So therefore, that reduced some of our major payables. But again, we continue to have cash flow shortages through the year, and we've had them this quarter. But as we go into 2012, when we start looking at what can we do in order, again, to achieve solvency, we had certain priorities that we need to establish and we need to really stay on. And, you know, the very first one is that we have to realize that you cannot spend more than you're bringing in. And also, one of the other targets that we'd like to do as a foundation is to try to reduce the number of fund drive days. And what we will try to do is set a target in terms of the number of fund drive days and how we can reduce those. And one of the major reasons for this is that, you know, we have both listener fatigue and both staff fatigue when we go into the fund drives. But on the other hand, again, you have to understand is that if the expenses are there, you have to have the revenue to cover it if we intend to continue as a foundation. And we are also trying to, when we look at our expenses, we're also trying to relate all of those expenses to programs. The other area we're looking at closely is that we have had we've done this over the year is the headcount and staff, and try to maintain that staff level or reduce it each year, and reduce the staff and reduce the FTEs, and how we can actually become more productive, gain greater productivity from the current staff that we have. We also, as we had said before, we now have an HR group that we've contracted through with our major insurance carrier. So we have an HR group that called Holman HR, and they will actually help the staff now to actually put into effect performance evaluations so that staff will know as we go through the year, you know, if perhaps we can include some targeted goals to help produce revenue as part of these staff evaluations, or actually staff in terms of staff and actually personnel listings in terms of exactly what these performances should be. And that we're also know that we have to collect our past due billbacks from our stations, that what has happened is that when there are cash shortages, what we will do is just try to not to put the pressure on the stations to send in their central services, but we're going to have to really start going back to that. And we're also looking at trying to put some targets into our on our major payables in terms of making sure that our major payables are no greater than 75% of our cash and equivalents. And that goes, again, to, in terms of what our plan will be to return to financial solvency, is to actually determine how we can reduce the payables and what is the plan to do that. Also, I listed exposures and, excuse me. Exposures and opportunities to the 2012 budget. And some of the exposures to our budget this year as we go through trying to, again, establish financial solvency is the fact that WPFW has to move. There will be moving construction costs. And compared to what we have in the budget, there could be anywhere a risk of that from anywhere from $50,000 to over $100,000 in terms of what we already have in our budget, depending on where WPFW find the place to move. Also, there is a risk with WBAI in terms of move and our reconstruction. However, I can't really talk contracts, but I think that's moving forward so that we're looking at different options on whether they will move or they will stay. Exposure to our budget was the FSRN contract. However, we've gone into an agreement with FSRN to reduce the major payable that we have on the books, and we've been successful so far, and that we're paying them on a monthly basis as contracted and reducing the payable there. The other part is that when we have cash shortages, there's the exposure in terms of not receiving the central services. And what happens there is that if you don't get the central services, the payables just continue to pile up, or they are not reduced. So if we look at from year to year, you can see that we didn't really reduce them, but it didn't really increase much above what it was the prior year. And I thought we had an opportunity and the CPP funding, and actually we see that we did get our CPP funding rather than cut. We actually have about $120,000 more we will receive in CPP funding than what we have in our budget, so that's good. And also, as the stations, they reduce the revenue that's in the budget, you know, we think that we can, again, try to build back our reserve, or what I see as a reserve at the national office, and that's the Heath Foundation that we had in the national office. And it has stayed at about $68,000 because the stations have not had the funds to actually help to pay that loan that we made to ourselves. We haven't been able to pay that back. So we saw that we have risk and opportunities to this budget. We see that there are critical costs to monitor in the budget, and the number one is the Democracy Now! Contract, where that is a payable that has increased, and that's sitting on our books. That another critical cost we have is the cost for WBAI, the Empire State Contract License Fee, and that's always that cost is. Well, it's about $37,000 a month just for the contract license fee. And the other thing that I saw as a cost that we need to monitor is FSRN. However, we've been pretty successful in terms of, making the FSRN payment on time, and we actually made a payment to reduce the payable. So that's kind of where I wanted to talk about in terms of where we are in the year end of year, fiscal year 2011. I have a number of other reports that go with that, with the headcount. The headcount, we reduced that over over the period. We went from a headcount level. I thought I was pulling that up. that we went from the year, from starting the year October 2010 to September 2011. We are now at about We have we started the year with a total headcount for the foundation of about 160 headcount with about 117 full-time equivalents. We ended the year headcount of about 153 with full-time equivalents at about 109. So we've had some reduction in headcount, and that is one of the reasons why we've had some reductions in expenses. So that's kind of where we are for where we are compared to where we can go for this year in terms of our loss at the end of last year. And since the numbers are still changing, the variance explanations, I have the total numbers on which I sent out in terms of what the loss was for the whole year, but those numbers are still changing, and we'll have final reports when we get our final numbers in.